Good morning. You know the drill. This is Inside Agriculture. In Fort Morgan, Colorado, more than 1,700 Teamsters at Cargill Meat Solutions were locked out after months of negotiations failed to produce a new collective bargaining agreement. Cargill says the lockout was for safety purposes. The union says, shame on this company for shutting out our members. Cargill can afford to give these workers a fair deal that reflects their hard work and dedication. Brazil and Australia are lobbying China to allow them to send more beef to China, as both nations come close to exhausting their 2026 beef quotas and have to halt shipments. China is the biggest beef importer, absorbing meat worth nearly $3 billion from Brazil, nearly $1 billion from Australia in the first quarter of this year. Reuters is reporting that Brazil's ag minister and Australia's trade minister were both in China this week, using their time with Chinese officials to argue for increased quotas or reallocate other nations' unused export quotas to them. China and the U.S. agreed to reduce tariffs on ag trade as part of a broader trade agreement announced following meetings between the presidents of China and the U.S. Analysts say fulfilling the commitments of $17 billion worth of U.S. ag goods unspecified annually would likely require China to reduce tariffs on U.S. ag products. Have you noticed the price of eggs have come down a little? U.S. egg production up 5% in April as the number of layers also increased. There was a half a billion more eggs in the U.S. last month. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he and colleagues are actively working to pass House-approved year-round E15 and a farm bill, both of which are otherwise facing a 60-vote threshold in the Senate.
We're having a robust discussion about it. I'm hopeful and confident that in the end we'll be able to succeed and pick up what the House did, figure out how to pair it with the farm bill that they sent over here, and try and get a result for the American people, and more specifically for the farmers all across this country.
Many of whom, Thune pointed out, won't be able to stay in business given the continuing farm crisis.
So we want to do what we can to create additional demand for American agricultural products. Some of that obviously is trade related. I'm pleased to hear some of the news that came out of the President's visit to China last week, but E15 is also a way of creating additional demand for agricultural commodities in this country and creating additional supply when it comes to fuels.
He did acknowledge senators like Wyoming's John Barrasso, standing beside Thune during his comments, have refineries in their states, which is also a factor he admitted in the E15 conversation. This is Inside Agriculture. Taking a break. Back with the markets after this.